Turn or click to Matthew 10. There have been advances in technology. I'm going to go through several scriptures pretty quickly tonight, but the main one is in Matthew 10. Tonight, I'd like to take a few minutes to take our minds to two simple truths that we all know very well. And I'm confident that these two simple truths, these reminders, will help you get through the rest of your week just fine. First, I want to remind us that God can be trusted. He can be trusted because he is powerful. This is the God who healed diseases through his son in the Gospels, parted the Red Sea for the Israelites in Exodus, and created the world in Genesis. But not only is he powerful, he is also just. He says in Ezekiel 18, verse 20, "The soul that sins shall die. The son shall not suffer for the iniquity of the father, nor the father suffer for the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteousness shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." But not only is he powerful and just, he is also merciful. Later on in Ezekiel 18:23, he says, "Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live?" He's also all-knowing. Matthew 10:29-30 says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Our God is also sacrificially loving, so loving that he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins." We serve a God who is powerful, just, merciful, all-loving, and all-knowing, and sacrificially loving. This is someone that can be trusted, and that brings me to the main point tonight. For the last couple months or so, the phrase, "God sees," has been floating around in my head. It's been my encouragement to my brethren, and it has been my encouragement to myself when I've needed it. The fact that God sees wouldn't mean anything if he wasn't someone that we could trust. But because he possesses those character traits that we just talked about, this means the world. This should be an enormous comfort that the being who created the universe would look down on us and see us and everything going on in our lives. Consider Matthew 10:29-30 again, and consider at heart, look at the scripture. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall into the ground apart from your Father, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Brothers and sisters, don't ever forget that God sees. God sees your anxieties, your heartaches, your bodily pain. God sees your happiness, your kindness, and the things that bring you joy in His creation. God sees your financial fears. God sees your concerns about our country. He sees your concerns about your friends, your coworkers, and your kids. God sees you fighting hard against sin in your life. God sees if you're happily or unhappily single, in a relationship, married, divorced, or widowed. God sees the family member, friend, brother, or sister whose soul you fear for. God sees. We can take comfort in knowing that God sees the things that make us happy and anxious because we can trust Him. Of course, this doesn't mean that we'll always get what we want in this life. You only have to be a Christian for about 3 hours to know that not every prayer gets answered the way you want on the timeline that you're hoping for. One of the most important sermons I've ever heard in my over seven years of being here was the one Steve gave, where he explained that sometimes God says yes, and sometimes He says no. Other times He says wait, and even other times He gives us what our heart truly desires instead of what we're asking for. And I think all of us can think of a couple times where we're really glad God didn't say yes to the thing that we asked for. And often we don't understand God's answers until later, and some answers we won't understand until we see Him in heaven. What I'm saying is that we can trust that a God who is powerful, just, merciful, all-knowing, and sacrificially loving has our best interest in mind as He sees us. Take comfort in the fact that God sees. If you're not a Christian, the fact that God sees is not a source of comfort. At least not yet. It should be a source of anxiety. The Bible is clear that punishment awaits those who would not turn away from their sins. And we don't want that for you. But the good news is God does not want that for you either. And you've got an opportunity tonight to change that. Ezekiel 18 says God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And 2 Peter 3 says that He's looking forward to seeing all repent. He's been patient, and He's wishing that none should perish. There's nothing God and His angels would love to see more than for you to come forward and take this opportunity to be baptized, become a Christian, have your sins washed away and forgiven. You can do that now while we stand and sing.